special delivery.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Recession? Check. The internet making snail mail less and less needed? Oh, yeah. Private delivery competition? You bet. The post office has seen a 20% drop in mail volume and now is in a heap of debt. Today, a congressional committee wants to look at what the U.S. Postal Service is proposing to bring costs down. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
The Government Accountability Office will testify today that the Postal Service has been added to the list of government agencies at high risk for financial failure. The GAO's Philip Hurd doesn't expect the volume of mail to return anytime soon.
Their financial situation's deteriorating. At this point, they don't expect to cover their expenses and obligations in fiscal years 2009 and 10.
That's despite a 2-cent increase in stamp prices in May and lots of cost cutting. Fewer employees, fewer street corner mailboxes. Deputy Postmaster General Patrick Donahue says more than 90% of today's delivery service is automated.
When the letter carrier who comes around to your neighborhood delivers the mail, he or she never touches it until they take it out of the tray and put it into your mailbox. It's already sorted for them the whole way through the system.
Donahue says USPS is trying to minimize cutbacks in customer service, but 3,200 post office branches nationwide are slated to be closed. And if Congress gives the okay, home mail delivery on Saturdays will be dropped, saving $3.5 billion a year. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Another day of small losses for Wall Street yesterday. The S&P 500 lost about 0.5%. Over at the NASDAQ, they gave back about 0.3%, and the Dow shed 0.25%. It was off 26 points to close at 90.70. European markets are up right now. The FTSE up more than 1%. As for the CAC 40 in Paris, and the DAX is up about 0.75%. In Asia, shares were mostly higher. The benchmark Shanghai index bounced back after a big loss yesterday. It was up about 1.5% today. The wife of convicted Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff is being sued. The court-appointed trustee for Madoff's defrauded investors wants to recover millions of dollars that Ruth Madoff got from her husband's investment firm. That's before the financial house of cards collapsed last year. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Trustee Irving Picard sued Ruth Madoff yesterday for nearly $45 million. He charges she lived a life of splendor and had no good faith basis to believe she was entitled to the millions she spent on her lavish lifestyle. While Bernie Madoff is serving a 150-year sentence, his family members maintain they knew nothing about the fraud, and none has been sued until now. Bankruptcy law allows the trustee to go after assets withdrawn from the company as much as 6 years before it collapsed. That would include $3 million Ruth Madoff got to pay her American Express bill. Her lawyer says the lawsuit's unfair. He points out the court has already stripped his client of $80 million in assets, including homes in Manhattan, Palm Beach, and the south of France, plus a yacht and a Steinway piano. She's been left with $2.5 million. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, Sean Donovan, speaks this morning in Washington. He delivers a keynote address at a national conference on homelessness. Now, the issue's taken on greater significance in this recession. People are losing their jobs and their homes at a rate that has sent homelessness to near record highs. One city having a particularly hard time dealing with its swelling homeless population is New York, as Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
Nothing's cheap in New York, certainly not housing, and the temporary apartments used to accommodate the homeless are nearly full. Robert Hess is the commissioner of the city's Department of Homeless Services.
We're seeing applicants for shelter increase about 30% more this year than last year at the same time.
So city officials this week put some tough new policies in place. They make it easier to eject people from shelters for minor infractions like staying out past curfew.
We do not view shelter as a home. We view shelter as short-term, temporary, and emergency services to help stabilize families that are in crisis with all the dignity and respect that they deserve.
Dignity and respect aren't the first words that come to mind at the city's main homeless intake center. It's in the South Bronx, one of New York's poorest and most dangerous neighborhoods. Hundreds of families file in the door in search of shelter and come right back out again after being found ineligible for housing.
They tell me I have to come back after 12 o'clock in the morning to apply for overnight. Come on, I have two kids, you know? They shouldn't be doing that.
That's a woman who called herself only Marisol. She says authorities told her to stay with her aunt Gina, but Gina says she's got no room.
I got like 10 people in my house right now. I'm supposed to fit, what, five more, four more? No, I got my own family.
This drama in the South Bronx may sound worlds away, but homelessness is up all over the country. Professor Dennis Culhane studies the issue at the University of Pennsylvania. He says even if we're at the beginning of a recovery, homeless levels could still be on the rise for some time.
This recession could sort of blow a hole in the safety net, and the homeless system that is out there is simply not sufficient in its capacity to deal with the potential problem.
New York's taken an out-of-sight, out-of-mind approach to save on long-term shelter for the homeless. The city is now buying one-way tickets to places where homeless families have relatives or friends who'll take them in. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Finally, for one school system, shaving time means saving money. Students in Tatum, New Mexico will find they only have class 4 days a week when school starts this fall. Of course, the new schedule has nothing to do with giving kids more free time. It's a cost-saving measure. The superintendent there says the Monday through Thursday schedule adds 37 minutes to each school day, but officials note the shorter school week will cut as much as 5% out of the budget. Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org. Our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, is there with a scratch pad, and you can share your thoughts with us inside marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.